The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Nothing rejuvenates a program or breathes life into a fan base like hitting the reset button and starting a new season. The hope of things to come is infectious and can elevate expectations and performances to heights greater than previously realized. It's that optimistic erasing of the regular season record and starting off at 0-0 again that has Bulldog Nation ready and raring to kick off the District 7A tournament. Adding more dramatics to the black, purple, and gold postseason embarkment is the threat of elimination here tonight at Livingston Academy as Rob Edwards and the Dogs take on Brent Logan and the Buffs in a winner goes on, loser goes home showdown. This is Clark Range in Clay County in the 7A quarterfinal.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show, folks, and our 18th time this season that we are live for Clay County basketball. First time this postseason, and we find ourselves here high atop the land of Hawkeye at Livingston Academy to kick off the District 7A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and glad to have you with us this evening. Joining me soon will be Doug Strong. Joining me now is a man who's very familiar with the District 7A tournament. He's been a spectator, a contestant, covered it for news, broadcasted it, and produces the annual District Roundup that's available at the entrances here for the tournament tonight. He's our very own Thomas Weaver.
Nothing like tournament time, Daniel. It's really a special time. People turn out for the District 7A tournament, and, you know, being back here with the District 7A tournament's supposed to be is what I'm excited about.
Yeah, you know, Thomas going down that list, I think officiating it and coaching in it maybe the only two things you hadn't done.
Yeah, I'll leave those off. You know, this first postseason game for Clay County is for real, too. Elimination basketball between the Dogs and the Buffaloes of Clark Range. Should be what you like to call a dandy, Daniel.
Oh, it will be, no doubt. We talked about it a few moments ago. Two prior meetings, a 14-point win and a 12-point win. That's just enough to be, what, a 10-point difference maybe? It's going to be a good one.
It is. But, you know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And a special shout-out to Eco Pals of Tennessee and owner Shane Smith for making live video coverage possible tonight, Daniel. We're live on air. Because of them.
Absolutely. Once you get into postseason play, you got to pay extra for that video feed, and a huge thanks to Shane and Nico Panels.
And, of course, Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. Daniel mentioned the special section that's available here at the tournament site. It'll also be in your paper tomorrow when it comes up. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment, but we're running out of time here in the pregame show. We want to be sure we talk about this tournament. I will say the Dogs got a big senior night win over Jellicoe, though, and what a fun night. Hunter Buford scored the first and last bucket of the game. Kyler Westmoreland went off 6 threes and 20 points. Just a fun night for the Dogs, Daniel.
It was one of their better performances, and I can't help, short of time or not, huge 57-55 win on the road the night before over at Lafayette.
No doubt. going to kick it right to you, Daniel, for the District 7A Tournament Update.
Yeah, the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A Update. We'll look at the bracket here. This one kicking it all off here on Tuesday night. Girls action right before this. Gordonsville was eliminated by Red Bull and Springs 43-30, the final. We're focusing on boys action tonight, though. So Clark Range and Clay County third meeting this year. This one for all of it. Winner goes on, loser goes home. The winner will advance to Thursday nights. That's false. Friday nights. Friday nights, 6:30 tip-off against Pickett County. Doug, that's one that's going to be tough, but that's where Clay County wants to be.
Oh, yeah. You want to get past this one and get into the next round. And, of course, if you get in the next round, you get the number one team.
Yeah. Plus, you are guaranteed, though, that is not elimination. You will go on to the region quarters. The other semifinal happening on Friday night after that, Pickett County versus the winner of this one at 6:30. At 8 o'clock, the number two seed Gordonsville Tigers and Greg Bibb will be hosting, so to speak. They'll be the home team against Red Bull and Springs, the three seed. Of course, Red Bull ends up the three seed because of that quality win in the tiebreaker. 3-5 records, both for Red Bull and Clay County at the end of the regular season play in the conference. However, Red Bulls win over number one seed Pickett County was the tiebreaker. There no coin toss resulted.
Yeah. The only way you get the coin toss is if they have identical records against the seeds. And with them getting that win, of course, put them in that spot.
After Friday semis, it'll be a Monday night consolation and championship at 6:30 and 8. All of that. Actually, that's not true. A Tuesday night. I'll get my date straight here. Tuesday night for the boys, February the 20th. Looking quickly over at District 8A, only four teams in that district. East Robertson, the number one seed on boys, they'll be playing Merrill Hyde. We think maybe those games were going on tonight. And the other one, Knowledge Academies versus Joe Burns. I do know this. Joe Burns has beat Knowledge this year. Knowledge has beat East Robertson this year. So that's another district with the exclusion of Merle Hyde where any of those other three might come out the district champ.
Yeah, that's kind of where that district went last year, too, is those three battled back and forth and just a good matchup with three teams over there. You know, Merle Hyde, they'd have to really have an off night of who they're playing them, but them other three solid against each other.
Of course, we talk about District 8. That is our sister region. We'll be matching up with them when it gets to Region 4A play, and that'll be taking place on boys' action. Not this coming Saturday, but the next for the quarterfinals for that. Thomas, thoughts about District 7 or 8 here before we move on from the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update?
You know, going into this one, I talked to the coaches of this district at the meeting, Daniel, and, you know, yeah, Pickett County is the favorite, but anybody can beat anybody in District 7A, and you just talked about it in 8A also, so a lot of parity between these boys' teams here in Region 4A.
So you think it's fair to safe to say that head coach Joseph Aminette knows that his Bobcats are vulnerable in this league then?
Yeah, definitely. He said so, as did the rest of the team. They know how good this league is. Aminette actually said, you know, in his opinion, this league is the best in 1A across the state.
Hey, a great opinion, no doubt. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll roll right into the full coverage final word to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show. This is our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. All about tonight, 32 minutes of basketball, Doug. There's no greater motivator in sports than elimination competition. That's what we've got in front of us. A big question mark. White Brownie, 80%, I think you said. Talk about him and maybe returning.
Yeah, Coach Edwards spoke to him earlier. He said White, he felt about 80%. Of course, they're going to give him a go and see where he's at. Of course, it's elimination time. You go as much as you can go. That's what it'll be.
What third time around, you long-time official, long-time coach, Doug, with two teams so familiar with each other, we talk about second-round matchups. This is the third time in a month, essentially, they've met. Familiarity level extremely high.
Yeah. Well, there's no secret what's going to happen tonight on the coaching level. They know what each other's going to do. Coach Edwards, he's done it for years. He preaches season starts tonight. And that's the mentality they're going to take. They're going to forget the two games they played before, you know, those wins, and say, you know, it starts tonight. Everything starts tonight.
Well, you've seen every game this year, I do believe. If there's something you need to see a flip switched on heading into postseason play for this Bulldog team, what might it be?
Well, I think we've seen it the last few games. Their defense has picked up that intensity, and their offensive attacking has been excellent the last few games. And I think you just continue that, and you're all right.
There you go, folks.
I agree with you, Doug. Talked to Coach Edwards before this one today, and he said the exact same thing. Hey, if we just come in and play loose like and play like we've been playing, everything will work out. Come in tight, worry about the elimination basketball, worry about the last few games. Bad things could happen.
Let the media worry about those storylines, right? Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home Boys starting lineups. Clark Range, the visiting team, they wear their blue travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, or yellow numerals, rather, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Brent Logan, a 5-20 record on the year. They are the number 5 seed and ride a 5-game losing streak into this contest. My senior, number 0, Chris Beatty. Junior, number 2, Justice Durham. Sophomore, number 12, Jack Cordell. Senior, number 13, Lane Bird. And a sophomore, number 24, Brighton Swallows. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the 4 seed, riding a 2-game winning streak into this contest, wearing those white home jerseys. Starting 4, Clay County, a junior, number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior, number 10, Nate Adams. Senior, number 22, Weston Birdwell. Senior, number 24, Andrew Smith. We do see a senior, number 30, Wyatt Browning out there, rounding out that lineup. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. This one is underway, Clay County controlling the tip. Dogs will be working at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Buffalo shooting at the hoop to our right inside the Browning. Power move already. The big man to the hoop.
Nice score right there.
Draws contact. Wyatt going to the line to shoot free throws. He's had a good year against Clark Range. That first meeting, Wyatt led the Dogs in scoring with 23 points. Second time around, a little quieter, had 12 points, but Nate Adams a monster night with 26.
What a start after being out for so long. No rush there, were there, Doug?
No rush, and I think that's something Coach Edwards wanted to do tonight, too, set the tone with Wyatt in there, because that's a big mismatch on their defense.
Certainly so. Clark Range with their first possession. Clay County in front, 2-0. 7-35 and ticking. Andrew Smith comes up with the loose ball. So far, so good. Only 30 seconds in. Lance Burgett firing a deep three, top of the key, a little short. Rebounded by Clark Range. Number 5, Jay Tinch, getting the start for them tonight. Swallows with it. The talented sophomore drives inside. Baseline
nice
move.
By Nate. Defensive play.
Swatted by Nate, as Doug said. Now coast to coast all the way to the other end, and Adams loses the handle. A turnover for Clay County. Lane Bird with it, right wing, kicks cross court, deep three, taken by Tinch. It's good. Senior Jay Tinch puts Clark Range tied up now, 3-3. A minute ago I said it was 2-0. Branding's play was a three-point play the old-fashioned way, so that 3-0 lead now tied up 3-3. Andrew Smith with it. He hit a couple threes on senior night against Jellicoe. Of course, Connor Westmoreland, the big story that night, is Adams misses a jumper, rebounded by Birdwell. Birdwell's put back, no good. Rebound Swallows. A little bit of contact there, no whistles, though. But Connor Westmoreland on senior night, as I was saying, 6 three-pointers dug in that one.
Yeah, good night of shooting. Of course, Kyler, when he gets in that rhythm, gets his feet set, he's tough to stop.
Had 4, I believe, in the third quarter alone. Andrew Smith out top. 3-3 the score early in this one. 6-10 mark of the first quarter. Smith inside, kicks back out to Nate. Nate drives, spins, shoots, does not score.
Nice goes to the hole. That's going to be a key, being aggressive to that rim tonight.
Adams doing a really good job with that all season long, but I think he and his brother Nolan both doing a better job of finishing now when they get into the hoop.
Yeah, I think earlier this trying to draw the foul instead of trying to finish. Now they're trying to finish with that foul.
And a better job at the line, too, is Adams just 1-2 there, Daniel, but really came on down the stretch from the free throw line.
Yeah, if we had numbers from the last 10 games from that, it would be higher. Shooting 63% on the season, but that is quite a bit up. As you alluded to, Clark Range on the offensive here. 4-3 the score. Clay County in front by 1. Buffaloes now trying to take a lead, and a foul going to be called against Lance Burchett. just looked to me like Junior Braden England just had some sloppy ball in
the Yeah, it looked like that was pretty clean right there with Lance, what it looked like.
Sometimes you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Inbound to Swagas. Swagas, the only of those Buffaloes who garnered a lot of attention in the postseason accolades. Long three-pointer miss from left wing, rebound Weston Birdwell.
Pretty sure Cordell made the all-district team as Lance Burchett drains a deep one.
Swagas on that third team all-district from Clark Range. Swagas inside, scores off the right side. 7-5 the score, Clay up by two.
Swagas is a tough matchup. We'll have to battle him all night.
Yeah, Jack Cordell, Thomas, finished on the second team. Like you mentioned, I assume Swagas the leader, so to speak, of that squad, but his classmate, sophomore Jack Cordell, second team, and Swagas on the third team.
Yeah, I thought I remembered the name, you know. Just shows you Clark Range has capable players.
Yep, well respected by the coaches who vote on those awards. Halfway through this first quarter almost, 4.5 minute mark. Clay County in front, 7-5. Lance Burchett, the last black, purple, and gold points with that three-pointer.
Woo!
There's a takeaway. Burchett going to have it off of an Adams assist. Burchett to the hoop and scores on the layup.
Nice pressure right there to get that turnover.
Lance on a 5-0 run here himself, putting Clay County in front 9-5, 4 points the lead for Coach Edward Squad. Only the seventh time in his 24-year career, Coach Edwards appears in the district quarterfinal. Birdwell to the hoop, once again some contact. No whistles blow. Shot was no good. Rebounded by Clark Range. England with it right wing.
Quite a bit of contact on that play. No call, though.
England gives up to Beatty. Beatty out top. Back to Swallows now. Who gives up to Bird. And look here, Nate Adams with a steal. Works against Bird. Draws the foul. As mentioned, only the seventh district quarterfinal for Coach Edwards in his 24 years. 3-3 in those contests. Give you a little hint. Our Subway Trivia Challenge question tonight will deal with prior district quarterfinal play. Adams at the line for two, misses the first.
Really impressed with the way Clay County's come out here tonight, especially on the defensive end, Doug. You can tell this game means something to the Dogs.
Yeah, that intensity is there, and that's what you want to see as a coach, you know, that defensive intensity. Everything else works out if your defense is there.
Adams misses the first, hits the second, puts the Dogs up by five. Beatty going to slow walk it down. First-year head coach Brent Logan leading these Buffaloes, 5-20 record on the season. Clay County 11-13. Swagas firing a three left side, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. On the floor, we have the Adams brothers, Weston Birdwell, Wyatt Browning, and Connor Westmoreland. Nate with it out top. Kicks back to Nolan left wing inside to Browning. Browning with it, double team. Goes to the hoop anyway, misses the shot. Got his own rebound, put back no good. Here's the good news about Browning, though. Looks very fresh, looks good. Not favoring that ankle at all. Buffalo's quickly the other way. Bird, a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound Browning. Browning going to be hacked at by Cordell. Knocked the ball out of his hands, but White ring games gives to Nate. Yeah, Browning not affected at all. Doesn't look
no,
like
he, that. No, he looks pretty good.
Yeah, good patience on the offensive end there, Bang. Just couldn't get the shot to go.
Yeah, split that double team and maybe a little bit of rust on the missed shot. And that's something White's pretty automatic on usually from right there. Nate Adams, three-pointer on that side. No rust there.
Give him a two, though.
Really, had toe on the line.
Yeah. No, he's come out aggressive tonight. That's good to see.
12-5 the score. Clay up by 7. 2:15 mark first quarter. Jack Cordell with it out top as we tick down to 2:10. Defended by Weston. Steps back, fires the three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Nolan Adams. Gives his brother Nate. Nate with it now. Crosses the timeline. Drives the left side. Pulls up. Shot no good. But once again, goes to the free throw line. Adams 2-4. From that mark tonight, I believe.
That's what you like to see, Nate being aggressive, getting into the rim, attacking.
Nate's had such a good season. 464 points coming into tonight's contest. That's a whole lot right there. when you throw out folks like Strong and Key, right at 500 points in a regular season, that's a huge season.
That's a huge season.
And even when you compare it to those two the all-time greats, to play, whether it be for Clay County High School or Salina High School, you know, even comparing to those guys, still an outstanding number.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you're in that 500 range on a season in points, you've had an outstanding season.
And it's not just about the points for Nate Adams, guys. He leads this team in every category but one, and that's rebounds.
You said it there.
That's right.
Second rebound in Dwight Browning. Browning 153 rebounds. Nate 112. So for a guard to get down there and do that kind of speaks to the hustle, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, just that toughness, too. You know, if a guard's rebounding, then they got to be tough to rebound.
England at the line for Clark Raines. Misses the first free throw. 14-5 the score. Minute 36. I got caught up hooking at stance. I presume Nate hit both of those last free throws.
He did. He's got a half a dozen so far in this one, Daniel.
Second free throw away by England. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Jack Cordell. Cordell shot back up. No good. Rebound Nate Adams. I think credit a lot of that stuff to just good intuition, good instinctive athleticism.
Yeah, that's all that is right there.
Corner three, Andrew Smith in and out, no good. Rebound Bratton Swallows. Swallows ahead to Cordell. Cordell left wing back to Swallows. He drives inside. Browning gets away with some contact. Swallows comes away with the bucket. 14-7 the score. 1 minute left in this first quarter. Those prior meetings have been tight first quarters as well, as Nolan Adams takes a jumper from the baseline. No good. Rebound Nate. His putback from the baseline. No good. Nolan keeps it alive with a tip. Back to his cousin Lance. Nate, corner three, in and out. No good. Rebound Swallows. 16-14 and 17-15. The scores at the end of one in the prior meetings. Foul on the floor against Clay County.
Like Lance on that one.
His second personal.
Yeah, the difference in this one, Clay County's defensive intensity, and, you know, it's causing the Buffaloes to miss shots. I mean, they're in their face this time, Doug.
Yeah, they're forcing them into some tough shots.
Travel called against Jack Cordell. Clay County taking back over. Half a minute left here in this first quarter. I'd like to see if Coach Edwards is content to play for the last shot. Home team has had the two-point advantage at the end of the first. The last time, teams here on a neutral site, District 7A quarterfinal, elimination basketball. Andrew Smith just knocked to the floor.
A little over-aggressive there. This wanted to pick up this trap in there, but got a little too over-aggressive right there.
Smith will be going to the line.
Bonus free throws. Edwards 9-2 against Clark Raines on a neutral forward. -9 total in his career against the Blue and Yellow Buffaloes. More dominant against them than any other district opponent. Smith hitting one of those. Makes it 15-7. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Clark Raines inbound. Swallows with it in the paint. Got away with a step. His shot no good. Rebound Andrew Smith. Andrew pushing hard ahead to Weston. Weston now at the buzzer. Shot up. No good. First quarter ends right there. Clay County with a nice 8-point lead. 15-7 over Clark Raines.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A Boys Quarterfinals presented by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where Clay County leads Clark Trains 15-7 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, and they're being led by Nate Adams, who has 6. Lance Burchett also has 5. Wyatt Browning, 3. Andrew Smith, 1 in the first quarter. Brighton Swallows leads the way for the Buffaloes with 4 points, while Jay Tinch has 3. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Clark Range with the possession to start the second. 3-pointer by Cordell, no good. Rebound, Andrew Smith. Clark Range just not offensively built. And this isn't an insult, but not offensively built to come back from a big deficit. If Clay County can continue to extend here, should be a well in favor of Clay County. Verbal with it to the hoop. Shot was good. They're going to call defensive foul. So this should be an and one opportunity for Weston.
Just another good defensive play to force a tough shot and get that transition going.
Yeah, defense is quickly turning into offense for Clay County as they're running the floor, Doug.
And they've done that the last few games, turned that defense into offense, and that's what you like.
Seldom does Clark Range get outside of the 50s on offensive output. Every now and then breaking over 60, but not frequently. Free throws away by Weston and good. Burville leads the team in free throw percentage. Or did at one point in the season. Connor Westmoreland actually leading the team with 70% right now. Burville just behind with 68. Baseline jumper good by Braden England. We have a foul against Jack Cordell. What do you do, Doug?
I think it was a delay of game. I don't think she called a foul.
Okay. Hit the ball or something after
yeah.
the bucket.
Yeah.
7-minute mark of this second quarter. Clay up 18-9, having the Buffaloes doubled up currently. Corner three, no good by Westbourne.
Nice rebounding back.
Nate cleaning it up, though. And that's working right there.
Yeah.
That's working for the rebound, working for the points as the ball gets hung between the backboard and the iron.
And that's what I was talking about. You know, he's averaging right at 20 points a game, but that's not all he brings. It's those extra possessions that he creates, Doug. It's like you said, the steals that create offense on the other end, the outlet passes, just an amazing all-around game, really.
And Nate has that knack to be in the right spot. You know, I mean, some kids, the ball just comes to him. Nate's in that spot all the time.
Well, this is a kid that had, what was the number, 10 or 11 interceptions on football in the
yeah.
year. Just a crazy high number. Same thing there.
Yeah.
It is that combination of just that intuition. Looking at those averages, 19.3 points a game, 4.7 rebounds, 3.3 assists, half a block, 1.9 steals, 1.8 deflections. And as you said, Thomas, leads everywhere except rebounds. And close behind on that, Adams tries a three. That on this end, after one free throw, I suppose was good by the Buffaloes. Makes it 20-10, 10 points to the lead for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Clay County's lady is going to be here at Livingston Academy Thursday night. 8 o'clock tip against Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range. White call for travel.
3-second call.
Foul on Nate right there.
Oh, I thought they got him for 3 seconds there. Because no. I didn't see a foul.
I didn't either.
The illegal screen, I guess?
Apparently.
I guess.
Well, maybe fighting through one.
He was just kind of cutting around to get the ball from wide, and I guess he ran into the guy, and they thought it was a screen. Not sure.
Cordell misses 8-foot jumper. Got his own rebound, though. A nice hustle play by Jack Cordell. The sophomore adds 2 more points. We're back to an 8-point game, 20-12. Clay County's trailed only once in this game, maybe never. It's tied up 3-3. I don't guess Clay County has trailed. Verbal to the hoop. Weston has his shot blocked. Gets his own rebound. Gives to Nolan. Nolan's little six-foot floater. No good. Nolan with his own rebound.
Good job just keeping that alive with everybody there.
Of course, we talk a tremendous amount about Nate, as we should, but Nolan will be quick to tell you he's no slouch either.
That's a fact. He definitely don't lack confidence. And he's not a slouch. He's an outstanding athlete, too.
Certainly is.
That's what makes them both so good, really, having that confidence.
I mean, you're looking at an all-state wide receiver, all-state quarterback. I mean, that's athletes now.
Certainly is. No one going to drive to the free throw line. Kicks to White Browning there. White is with that jumper from 10-foot range. No good. Burble the rebound. Another great hustle by the senior. Weston has been playing outstanding lately. Boom. To Nolan Adams. Showing what he's capable of. He was around that volleyball line, maybe 5-6 feet behind the top of the key, knocking down the three-pointer. Surges Clay County ahead by 13 points, 25-12. 5-12 left in the second.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the District 7A Boys Quarterfinals, where Clay County leads Clark Rains 25-12. Live video being brought to you by EcoPanels of Tennessee tonight. Daniel, can't thank them enough.
No, certainly so. Those of you who aren't familiar, once you get into postseason play, have to have a fee paid for every contest that you broadcast with video. Audio is free. Video is not. So, huge thank to Shane Smith and EcoPanels of Tennessee for taking care of that tonight.
That's a nice defensive play right there, Wyatt. Forced a real tough shot and a miss.
Yeah. Browning hadn't come off the floor, I don't think.
He hasn't. You talked about it, Daniel. You know, it looks fresh, looks good. That's huge for Clay County moving forward, Doug.
Very huge.
Got to win this one first. But.
Yeah, but still, that's a load you need.
That's right. Him
out there.
Clay County on the offensive. Nate Adams to the hoop. Contact, but no whistles. I know I've said that several times tonight, and I'm sure we're getting away with the same. I know White got away with one earlier down here. As Clark Rains tries to answer and cannot do so. Andrew Smith playing well tonight. Pulls down the rebound.
You know, we've done a good job on Swallows, getting him to get some shots short in there. Usually that's a shot he makes, but we're making him work really hard.
Weston to Nate. Nate to the hoop. Good on the bucket and draws a foul. Contact was not ignored that time.
Yeah, Cordell with his hands on his back all the way around the top of the key there. It also gets him across the arm. So, you know, guys, it's the postseason. This is tournament basketball right here. I kind of like it.
Yeah. I do, too. And like I said, they went back to the same play. That's two in a row, that same play right there.
Hayden Adams checking in now for White Browning. Hayden stepped in over at Macon County, Lafayette, Thursday night, and we named him TDS top performer for his outstanding effort over there. Was instrumental in a lot of things, particularly on the defensive end, drawing fouls out of the Macon County post players, and he just harassed them. Did a great job.
Got them post right and flipped that game for us there now.
Swallows adds a bucket. Keeps Clark Range within striking distance. They are down 16. Clay County 30. Clark Range 14 right now. 3:45 mark, second quarter. Weston Burble's jumper in there.
Nice little touch for Weston.
I know we've said it repetitively, but can't help but say it one more time. Burble playing the best ball of his career right now. Nate Adams is too, and here he comes with a steal, a spin, a shot, and going back to the free throw line. This Clay County team, if you came and watched them early January, completely different team right now.
Oh, it is. The last probably 3 weeks, it's just been a different team. Coach Edward mentioned he's seen them kind of flip that switch.
Of course, on 11-13 record, may try to mention those 13 in a minute. Several of them, double and triple A teams prior to Christmas. A couple of them out-of-state opponents during the Christmas tournaments in Kentucky. And, you know, that's all part of it. It's all part of the plan. Play a tough schedule and just makes you better. You may not have the best regular season record, But at the end of the day, that really doesn't matter.
Yeah, that tough schedule definitely has got our team prepared. You still got to execute, but that makes a difference.
Missed three-pointer by Suarez. Browning the rebound gives to Burba. Weston drives all the way down. Weston, more of an offensive look in his eye tonight than he has some nights. Driving to the hoop is Weston.
Yeah, he's been in attack mode tonight, which is good to see. We need that.
Other meetings against the Buffaloes this year, Burba recorded 7 and 4 points, respectively. So 11 combined in those other two. And just the way he's playing tonight, he'd like to surpass that, Thompson.
Yeah, no doubt. And, like I say, we've talked about Weston Burwell all season long. And the heartbeat of this team in a lot of ways, I think. The leader.
He gets the toughest guy on defense every night. He gets them every night too. He's got a guard. So
Jack Cordell adds 2 points. Burwell did miss both of those free throws. That makes it 33-16, if I see the scoreboard correctly. Clay County up by 17. Jack Cordell knocking Weston Burble into the chairs and taking out about 3 of them in the process.
Yeah, made a little noise when he got over there.
Fifth team foul, so Weston going to the line here to shoot two. 2:44 mark of this second quarter, 33-16. The score, so a 17-point lead for Clay County. And once again, over half of this game still in front of us, Doug, but Clark Range just not built for a big comeback.
No, their offense is a little more slow, I guess. You know, they want to be a little more methodical and get the shot they want. So that should be a plus to us. They're going to have to speed up a little to try to make a comeback.
Clay County put up 83 against Jellicoe Friday night in Joe Sims' gym. Maybe their highest offensive output of the season. Of course, they scored 80 at Jellicoe 6 days prior to that contest in a losing effort. Clark Range, just the good shots they have, they're not falling, and Clay County has caused a lot of disruption with some good defensive play in this first half.
Well, even their good shots, we've contested pretty good and made them make it a tougher shot.
Nate inside, he loses the handle. Thomas wanted a foul, not to be the case, though. Jay Tinch comes up with it, works at the top against Brown and kicks to Swallows. Swallows drives against Nolan Adams. Euro step, my shot, no good. Got his own rebound, put back good. Brighton Swallows doing all he can here.
Yeah, he's going to be their go-to. He's going to try to make everything go for them.
Nate kicks across to Andrew. Andrew left wing, kicks to Nolan in the corner. Now back to Nate at the free throw line, drives in, 8-foot floater, good.
Nate's just at a different level right now. Last few games, he's just been above what he's been all year. He's just elevated.
No doubt. And then Clark Range also throwing a different defense at him that time. The 1-3-1 didn't faze him.
Chris Beatty adds a bucket for Clark Range. Buffaloes refusing to go away. We talk about that all the time. It's Weston
Burble. Big three by Weston.
Knocks down the corner three. Only the third three-pointer of the season for Weston. He was 2 of 18 coming into tonight. But Burble, he's a solid enough shooter to take the three.
Yeah, he's got a nice shot. He's got a good touch on his shot. It's just he ain't in a situation to shoot a lot of those.
Well, it's 26 left in this second quarter. Clay County up 39-20, 19 points to lead, Thomas. Essentially have the Buffs doubled up.
Yeah, Weston Burwell, 9 points in the ball game, all coming here in the second quarter.
Good quarter by Weston.
On the floor for Clay County is Beatty's at line shooting free throws. We have Burwell joined by Nate Nolan Adams, Andrew Smith, and White Brownie. Lance Virgin, Cocker Westmore, and the other two dogs who have seen action tonight, they're on the bench is Beatty. Adds a free throw. 39-21, 18 points of difference. Smith going to have it taken away by Swallows. That pressure, full court pressure, paying off. And it's Swallows who's fighting in the paint against four different dogs and finally a foul call. Swallows not wanting his sophomore campaign to end tonight in this district quarterfinal.
So it's a good battle in there. Swallows, he's a nice player. He don't quit, just gets after you.
Clay County riding a 22-game series win streak against Clark Range. Last loss to the Buffaloes 10 years ago, all the way back in 2014. Suarez hits the first free throw. Second one's away. Also good. 17 points. Actually, 16 points the difference. 39 to 23. Here's the pressure. Adams in a trap. Nolan dribbles out of it across the timeline. Dishes out to Browning.
Oh.
Ooh, White misses the layup, but that's how you beat a pressure enough. Just couldn't finish on the bucket. Beatty now going to spin. What about it? Maybe I have jinxed Clay County a little, saying the Buffaloes weren't built for a comeback. They're trying to mount one now.
Yeah, they've forced some turnovers with some pressure to us.
Adams called for the travel. 14-point ball game, 39-25. Coach Edwards taking his first time out of the contest here. We'll take it with him. 46.7 seconds left here in the second.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the District 7A quarterfinal game between Clay County and Clark Ranes. The Dogs lead the Buffaloes by 14. It's 39-25, under a minute to go here in the first half. Coverage being brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee tonight.
Wallace firing a three. Top of the key, no good. Coley's the rebound. The sophomore coming in to play the remainder of this second quarter. 30 seconds left in. Nate Adams all the way to the hoop. Too strong off the backboard, kept alive by Cole Eads. Nolan Adams going to be fouled on the floor.
That was a real nice job of Cole in there to get that, keep it alive and let's get it back.
I've seen that quite a bit out of this Bulldog team. You don't think about the deflection or the tip as being a possession saver, but it was that time. They do that quite a bit.
Yeah, they're good at getting extra possession just by a tip or something.
Nolan too strong on the free throw, certainly the – I'll say the one weakness of Nolan's this year, a 24% free throw shooter, 14 of 58 on the year coming into tonight. His three-point percentage, almost as high as his free throw. He does hit the second one there, though. 15 seconds left in this second quarter. Beatty with it, works against Nolan into the paint. Nolan strips him of it. Nate picks up the loose ball, 10 seconds in the half. Nate to the other end, going to score off the right side. 42-25, 2 seconds in the half, one, desperation three never comes to fruition. It was Jay Tinch holding the ball as the buzzer sounds. District 7A quarterfinal elimination basketball, all black, purple, and gold favor at the break, 42-25 over Clark Range. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A Boys Quarterfinals here at Livingston Academy. Coverage being presented by Eco Panels of Tennessee, and this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leads Clark Ranes in elimination basketball by a score of 42-25 here at halftime. It's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to an 8-point lead at the end of the first quarter. They led 15-7 over Clark Ranes before they outscored them 27-18 in the second period to claim this 17-point halftime lead for Clark Ranes. Brighton Swallows is in the double figures with 10. Chris Beatty has 5. Jack Cordell has 5. Jay Tench has 3. And Braden England has 2. For Clay County, Nate Adams having one of his best games, coming out aggressive with 18 first-half points. Lance Burchett has 5. White Browning, 3. Weston Burwell, 9, all coming in that big second quarter. Andrew Smith has 1. And Nolan Adams, 6, also in the second quarter push for Clay County as they go up by 17 here at intermission, 42-25. The Dogs looking as though they're going to advance to face Pickett County Friday night in the District 7A semifinals as they lead by 17 at the break. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Team's now retaking the floor. As you can see, if you're watching this live video feed being provided tonight by Eco Panels of Tennessee and owner Shane Smith, huge thanks to him for that. Clay County, a nice lead here at the break, 42-25. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 2018 and 2019 seasons, the Dogs appeared in the district quarterfinals due to being in an 8-team district with no first-round buys, despite having a 17-9 and 26-2 records, respectively, during those years. That resulted in the restructuring of the tournament brackets for the 2020 and 21 seasons. Which two teams did the Dogs meet in those consecutive quarterfinals in 2018 and 2019? So to rehash, we were in District 6A those 4 years. It was an 8-team district. We finished atop the district. The big prize for that, well, you get to play the number 8 seed in an elimination quarterfinal game. That happened in 2018 and 2019. Really dangerous situation. Coach Edwards complained about it. So for the next 2 years, the 1 and 2 seeds got double buys. They were automatically placed into the non-elimination semifinal action. And so anyway, the question is, who did the Dogs meet in quarterfinal action in 2018 and 2019? It's two different teams, so you got to hit the right combo of two teams there. Third quarter action is underway. Bird firing a three, no good. Team switch ends of the court here. Clark Range working at the hoop guard left during this third quarter, and they open it up with a bucket. Swallows inside. 42-27 now the score. Here's that full court pressure being applied to Clay County. Beats it, though. Lance Burchett back in the contest. He's at the free throw line. Kicks out to Nate. Three-pointer good. It's a long two.
Long two.
Long two-pointer by Nate. Good. Sam Daniels gets his Clark Range in Gordonsville. Neither of those teams correct for our district quarterfinal matchups in 18 and 19. Jackson County and Pickett County being guessed by Tiff Brown. She's correct on one of those. Swallows inside, spins, shoots. He's opened up hot. Has 4 points in less than a minute here.
Two straight possessions to him.
Cuts it to a 44-29 game.
Nice.
Another quick answer. Who had the bucket, Doug?
White.
Browning on the inside. I missed it on the camera. Sorry for that, watchers. Pinch out top for Clark Range. Call for the travel. Jackson County and Clark Range now being guessed by Tiff Brown. Incorrect. Neither of those correct on that one. Other guesses coming from Linda Strong. She says Jackson County and Redbone Springs. One of those is correct. It's Branding at the bucket from the left side. White opened up the contest with a bucket. Now he opens up this second quarter with a bucket. Two of them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they picked up their pressure, Clark Range. That should be an advantage to us if we're patient, because that's going to get the speed to us.
Another miss quickly by Clark Range. Rebound by Branding. He gives to Nate. Nate to Weston. Weston scores from right side. This action is so hot and heavy right now, I am not able to look down at the hotline. We'll catch up to those responses in a moment. England drives inside, jump ball call. Who tied him up for it?
Lance right there.
Burchett playing with two personals. Action is heavy on the hotline. Once again, we may have to get caught up during a timeout break because action's hot on the floor. Burchett to the other end. He misses his jumper. Rebound Swallows. Swallows across the timeline. Last guess we chronicled was Linda Strong's guess of Jackson somebody, Thomas. Clark Range answers with another. Beatty with a bucket. Man, what a flurry of scoring for both teams here.
Yeah, Clark Range come out in that little press, tried to speed up the game. We got some quick buzz, and they went and make with their man now, which still is in our favor. We're getting the speed to our favor right here.
Weston Burble, a nice underhand layup. As he slashed across the paint, adds two more for Clay County. Now Tink fires a three, no good rebound Weston. 5:05 mark of this third quarter, 52-31. Both teams scoring
nice
like it's going out of style. Now Lance, as Doug says, cuts to the hoop.
Lance, he can get by his guy when he wants to right there. He's just so much quicker.
Clark Range quickly answering again. Beatty with another answer. Thomas, this is nonstop. Both teams just back and forth. Are you keeping up with it all?
I'm trying.
The hotline went down for a moment. It's back to life, though. Once again, we'll catch you up on those hotline guesses in a moment. Weston Burble fouled on the floor. Let's try to catch up here. Wow. Travis Crabtree's come in with a slew of others. So Sam guesses Clark Range in Gordonsville. Neither of those are correct. Travis Crabtree guessing Red Bull and Joe Burns. One of those two is correct. Nate Adams on the inbound play to the hoop. He's fouled. Betsy Holtham guessing Red Bull and looking for two. Oh, we have a correct one here. The first one on the timeline. This is not favoritism or anything, but my mom, Linda Strong, comes in with the first correct combination. Pickett County and Red Bull Springs. In 2018, we met Red Bull in the quarterfinal. And 2019, met Pickett County in the quarterfinal. That's the one. The Aminette boys were freshmen that year, I believe. And we were 26-2. At that point, at the end of the regular season, I mean, headed on what we felt like for a potential state championship run and had to play in an elimination basketball quarterfinal.
Right off the bat.
And it was a satellite game. That was great. It was at Joe Sims Gym. That was helpful. Both of those games were satellites in 18 and 19. But Swallows gets a bucket for Clark Range. That wasn't much of a prize for sweeping the district, though.
No,
and going, 14-0 in district play? You had a chance of being sent to the house?
Yeah, and then you pick up a Peak County in your district open round. And, of course, our district's always been tough top to bottom. So that's a tough go right there.
Let's update you on time and score here. 3:35 left in this highly productive third quarter. 55-35 the score. Thomas, any buckets scored for either team that has not been announced since we got caught up on trivia?
I don't think so. Nate Adams made the free throw for Clay County for their last points. And then not sure who knocked down the one for Clark Range, though.
It was Swallows.
Teresa Thompson also knew the correct answer on the trivia. Came in right behind
Nolan. Nice play by Nolan, right to the rim.
Oh, Libby Morris knew it as well. Unfortunately, just two guesses too late. A takeaway by Nolan Adams. Nolan heading the other way, one-on-one, gives off to his brother. Nate finishes assist by Nolan. Nate the bucket. And we see England for Clark Range caught up under the feet. Over on the Adams is shaking up. Fortunately, back to his feet now.
That is a great sequence right there by Nolan. Got a good take on the offensive end and comes back with a defensive play with an assist to his brother. Great play.
And that's what you get with Nolan Adams. When he enters the ball game, something's going to happen, and it's just like a quick burst of points, rebounds, steals, just fills up the stat sheet really quick.
Nothing like athletes, guys.
Tiff Brown and Melissa Smith also knowing the correct answer there. All those correct ones came in within a pretty tight window of one another. Suave's at the line, hits the first free throw. 2:54 left in this third quarter. 59-36. Clay up by 23. Clark Rangers played well during this third, but unfortunately for them, Clay County's played well too.
Played very well. Got the tempo to their favor. That was a biggie. You know, Clark Rangers don't like playing that tempo, and we've got them playing our tempo right now.
Turnover for Clay County here. England comes up, gets in the passing lane, takes it away, comes to the other end, gets away with a step, throws up a prayer, and gets a bucket. Nice play by England. On the floor for Clay County, Nate Nolan Adams, Weston Birdwell, Connor Westmoreland, and Hayden Adams. Coach Edwards taking timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:24 mark, third quarter. 20 points the difference. Clay County 59, Clark Range 39.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A quarterfinals being presented by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where Clay County's up by 20. It's 59-39, 2:24 left here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Taking down late in this third, as you mentioned, Thomas, 2:15 mark here. Nolan Adams inside, 4-foot floater, good off the glass.
Nice
control there.
Yeah, it was. He's playing really, really nice game tonight.
What I like about it, though, a lot of times you see the drive inside, and maybe somebody will give up their shooting technique or their shot form and go for a push or something like that. He kept the jump shot technique, nice tight elbow and follow through.
Yeah, just a good, strong play.
Foul called on the other end against Nova. Jack Cordell up line to shoot two.
Just one, Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's and one opportunity. 61-41, 20 points still the difference. Cordell completes the three-point play. There's that pressure. Nate on a, actually Lance in a trap. He's fouled, though. Burchett, another one of these Bulldogs who has been playing very well over these last 2 weeks. He's had some great offensive nights and finally returning to a measure of his full health. He's had some health issues this year. No better time than to have him going strong.
That's it. Tournament time, we want to be clicking.
61-42, Clay County trying to extend on the lead. Adams to the hoop, Nolan that is, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Hey, the last 3 minutes of this game, Nolan's just changed his play a lot. Got aggressive attacking.
He's a weapon on both ends, defensively and offensively. Misses that first free throw.
Well, again, you got just that outstanding athlete. He's going to do positive things all the way around for you.
Second one's away. No good. Rebound, Suavis. Winner of this game moves on to Friday night semifinal contest. Is Jack Cordell. Adds a layup. Winner will face Pickett County at 6:30 here at Livingston Academy. Nate Adams spins, shoots, misses. Suavis the rebound. Beatty with it at left wing, drives inside of the paint, picks up the dribble, 10-foot shot, no good. Foul going to be called on Weston. Weston and Jack Cordell both shaking up on the play. Cordell kind of, Weston undercut Cordell.
Yeah, trying to block him out, and he's got under him a little right there.
Yeah, Cordell getting vertical as Weston turned for the block out, didn't know he had jumped, Doug, and like you say, ended up undercutting him a little bit.
It's like lower back pain, maybe, for the sophomore. I don't think it was from landing. I think it was from getting twisted and contorted up in there, like you mentioned, Thomas.
Yeah, they were tangled up pretty good there.
Now, Weston appears to be the healthier of the two, but he was initially shaking up as well. Yeah, Cordell's going to come to the bench. I'm sure it'll be a short breather for him. Minute 15 left in the third. He may get an extended break tied in with the quarter change. Clark Range to inbound. Clay County up by 17, 61-44. England with it on the inbound now, Tom. The junior kicks to Tinch. Tinch now to Beatty in the corner. Beatty works against Nolan Adams, and the senior comes out top to reset the offense. Uses a Tinch screen, fires a three, a foul called. Shot was no good. They're calling Nolan for fighting through that screen?
That's what it looked like.
That's pretty. Well.
Yeah, it took the points off the board, too. Yeah. That ball went in.
Yeah,
it did happen prior to the shot. I'm sure Clark Range would rather have had the bucket. And the foul call, I didn't see a lot of contact.
I didn't either. That's...
Not arguing the call, just simply didn't see it. Under a minute to play in this third quarter. Jack Cordell working against Birdwell. Offensive foul call.
Nice defense by Weston.
Weston really doing a nice job there taking that charge. He leads the team in that regard, as we've talked about before. It taken 14 coming into tonight's contest. Thomas, we were informed the other night over at Lafayette talking to Coach Owens after that game that he said one of his players had taken around 50-some-odd charges this year. Tremendous defensive effort.
There you go. That is. That's there.
Because I immediately thought of Weston. He does that so well for us. Yeah. And according to Andrew, he's sitting at around 15 on the year. Can't hardly imagine somebody doing it more, but that player certainly doing a good job over in Macon County in that regard. Nate Adams called for the foul as he defended Swallows coming to the hoop.
That's a tough call right there. It looked like he kind of cleared him a little, Swallows, as you went in there.
I will say this. You know, a lot of mixed feelings maybe around Clay County for, hey, Coach Mike Owens, so long coaching at Red Bull and at Macon County. Here's the first thing he said to us when he came up and talked to me and Thomas after that game. I said, Coach, your guys played tough tonight. He said, yeah, it was a good game. I was proud of him. Said, I don't mind losing to Clay County. When you lose to a quality program, there's no shame in that. And first, you know, so the first thing out of his mouth was respect for Clay County.
Yeah, and that's Coach Owens. Now, he's very competitive, wants to win, but now he shows the respect for teams.
Weston Birdwell at the buzzer on a putback, does not fall. Third quarter ends here at Livingston Academy in the District 7A quarterfinal. Clay County on their way to advancing. 8 minutes left to settle it. Dog 61, Buffs 45.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the District 7A quarterfinals being presented by Eco Pals of Tennessee, where Clay County leads Clark Range 61-45. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Roll Supply. Nate Adams leading the way for the Dogs with 23 points. Lance Burchard has 7, along with Wyatt Browning. Weston Birdwell into double figures with 13. Andrew Smith has 1, and Nolan Adams with 10 for the Dogs. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
It certainly is a lot. 7:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clark Range needs to mount a comeback to keep playing, and here it starts with Brighton Swallows knocking down a three.
Nice patience, a little movement, got him wide open right there.
13-point ball game here. Another takeaway, Buffs with it. Clark Range, Jack Cordell to the paint, scores. 61-50, down to an 11-point contest. The Clark Range faithful who've come down off the plateau to Livingston to watch this contest get behind their crowd, or behind their team, rather.
closest the Buffaloes have been, Daniel.
Caught a walk right there. I don't know about that one.
I don't either.
Since early in the first quarter, closest they've been.
Credit Swallows. What did you have him with?
Second quarter. Early in the second quarter. I misspoke.
What did you have Swallows with?
Well, I'm not real confident in my numbers on that side during the melee.
Okay.
But I've got him at 22.
Three-pointer taken by Jack Hordown, in and out, no good. Thomas, if your numbers are wrong, it's because I didn't call it right. Apologize for that. Jack Hordown stripped to the ball, and they say White Browning got a little body as he tried to take possession of the ball. Foul call. Things in favor of the blue and yellow here. Shooting foul, huh? Huh. I didn't know he was shooting it.
It didn't look like he was.
Jack Hordown at the line for two. First one's away in there. Clark Rain just cut this thing to 10.
The Buffs are on a 11-0 run right now at this point, Daniel, dating back into the third quarter.
Making a 9-point game as Jack Cordell is silky smooth from the line on those two. 61-52. 9 points the lead for the black, purple, and gold. Andrew Smith with it out top. Defending by England, gives off to Lance. Lance now right wing. Kicked up Browning at the baseline. Now Birdwell, now Burchett. Lance backs up, creates separation from England. Now goes back to work. Coach Edwards on his feet over there. Burchett to the hoop and scores. No whistles blowed either way. Someone in an offensive, someone in defensive. A good no call.
I think so right there.
Lance stops that Buffalo run with the layup. Came at a good time as Beatty, the senior, trying to extend his career here tonight. Reverse layup, good for two off the left block. 6 minutes left in this contest. 9-point ball game, 63-54. Doug Clark Range kind of coming out of nowhere on that big run Thomas talked about. Really cut this thing.
Yeah, got that pressure and it bothered us, and then they made shots.
Now, Clark Range just got to be patient here, and you know, a lot of times Coach Edwards probably looking for a layup or nothing at this point.
Yeah, he's going to be patient, get what he wants right here.
Going to isolate with Birch. You've got four on the baseline. Lance going to drive, looking for double-team help and hopefully an open man. Now Nate going to go to the hoop.
Ooh, oh.
Did not go. Laid it in, bounced back out. Nate coming back for the ball. There's a scrum for it. Swallows on the floor. Whistles blow. Timeout taken by Coach England. Clark Range comes up with the possession. We'll take this timeout with him. This thing's heating up. 5:24 left in this fourth and final quarter. Clay County up by nine.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
District 7A quarterfinal action. Video being provided courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clark Range with the basketball. Clay County with a 9-point lead. Kick ball goes out of bounds. Buffaloes will inbound from the baseline off to our left. 5:18 left in this fourth quarter. 63-54. Clay County in front. Clark Range had a huge 11-0 run there that tied this thing back to single digits. Jack Cordell, three-pointer out wing, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Looking for a bucket, looking to chew some time. That pass gets taken away by Clark Range. That is not what we were looking for.
No, just tried to force it a little right there.
England down low to Cordell. Cordell with position in the paint. Shot up, good. 7 points the difference. 63-56. Nate going to slow walk it. Kicks to Lance. Lance, top of the key. You've been harassed by the Buffaloes. And somehow Lance called for the foul. Coach Edwards wanted to talk about that one. Usually pretty mild-mannered, his coach. But he saw his guy got roughhoused. And then a foul called on Lance with half the contact.
Yeah, that was a tough call after we'd got fizzled around a little right there.
Clark Range looking to cut this thing. Oh, Lance Burchett looking for a payback. Comes up with a steal, and now he's fouled. Beatty thought he had his feet set. Burchett wins that battle, though. Lance going to the line to shoot.
Good call by Coach Edwards there. Going back to what got him this lead, the trap, the defense, with the steal there to get the position, Doug.
Yeah, going to have to get your intensity back up and just take care of the ball right now. That's the big thing.
Lance hits that first free throw. Second one coming. 4:37 mark, fourth quarter. 64-56.
And here's the adjustment he's made. He's brought five guards in now.
Browning off.
Handley.
Lance hits them both. Those were big. Those five guards, Doug mentions, the Adams brothers, joined by Lance Birch at Weston Burble and Connor Westmoreland. Clark Range now nearly turns it over. Good defensive pressure. You guys mentioned it, the lighter lineup and the additional pressure here.
Yeah, I think the intensity will pick up quite a bit right here now.
Yeah, I mean, Clay County got a little complacent down the stretch there, and, you know, this could have been a 40-point ball game if they kept that pressure up in the second half. And you can see now they're pulling it back on.
Jake Cordell misses the shot. Melvin Adams, the rebound, gives to Nate. Nate's jumper, no good. Rebound, Weston Burble. His putback good.
And that pressure gives that pace again right there, which we want.
Here's the trap. Adams and Burble. Ball out of the...
He's out of bounds. Good job.
The trap creates the turnover. Is the Buffalo player dribbled out of bounds? Right beside it, Coach Brent Logan. 4:03 on this fourth quarter clock. 67-56. Back to an 11-point game. Westmoreland, corner three. Yes, sir.
Just when you need it, guys.
14 points the difference. Clay County's starting to flex muscle again here. Jack Cordell called for the travel. Now we see the same thing happening back to the good guy's favor.
Yeah, that pressure. Like I said, he made that adjustment, brought his guards in, got ball handlers, and picked up that pressure, and it's paid off for the last three or four possessions.
Yeah, Clay County on their own 7-0 run here, Danny.
Clay County wanting to keep that pace going. Nolan Adams over to Weston Burble. Foul against Brighton Swallows. Weston going to the line to shoot. Weston climbing higher into double figures as this game goes on at the end of three. I think Thomas quoted him with 13. First one's away by Weston. A little short. Had a good line. Just was about an inch short.
Maybe a little tired right there. Weston, he's had a heck of a game tonight. He's probably a little gassed right now.
Don't know that he's come out of the contest. If it was, it was briefly. 3:35 mark of this fourth quarter. Weston hits the second free throw. Here's that trap again. Weston.
Ooh,
oh, call for a foul. Well, that's okay. I mean, he's not in foul trouble, but that's just something that 9 nights out of 10, you can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just straight up. Yeah. They just had him surrounded. The player was pivoting and pivoted into Birdwell and got the contact. But
I don't know how
way.
You defend that any better.
Clark Range with it on the inbound. England kicks the Swallows down low. He's in the paint. 4-foot floater. No good. No, and Adams, the big rebound. And Swallows called for the over-the-back foul. Swallows pleading his case to the officials, but that could be his fifth.
Yeah,
he is
at
the
right
bench. Swallows, an outstanding player. We always sing his praises each time we call a game, including Clark Range. Another good night for the sophomore here.
You know, and a real good night for him, and we still forced him in a lot of misses. So,
we did.
A good job of us to make him miss a few.
Lance Burchett across the timeline. Time's starting to get short in this one. Down to 3:05. Nolan Adams stripped of the mall. They bug the whistles for a foul call, though. So Nolan going to go to the line. No, they say it's on the floor. Going to inbound from the baseline. Foul was on the floor.
I've been one of them makeup calls right there.
May have been. May have been.
Nate works in the west and west and across the Nolan. Nolan foul now by Jack Cordell. Cordell coming up with the worst of that one is the good hustle takes him to the floor. So Cordell and Swallows both making the all-tournament teams. Both of them sophomores, so a good nucleus on this Buffalo squad.
Not all-tournament teams.
Well,
All-district.
All-district squad.
You're right for the regular season. And yeah, this Clark Range team, we've said it for years, but they don't go away. They make you play.
Yeah.
You talk about Western Burrow being tired.
Yeah.
You got to play a four-quarter game against this Buffalo team.
Oh, that's a fact. And they showed that. And that's, you expect that out of teams when you're in tournament play. They're going to keep fighting and battling. They've done that all night.
Chris Beatty, a senior on the Buffaloes, he also shows up on the third team.
Okay.
Regular
so
season
three,
all district. Did not have a first team member, but had Jake Cordell on the second team, Brighton Swallows, and Chris Beatty on the third team. Nolan Adams hitting that first free throw.
Make it two.
Both of them swept that duo. 3 minutes left in this one. District 7A quarterfinal. Winner's going on, loser's going home. Clay County with the lead. They try to extend here. A steal. Kyron Westmore with it all the way to the hoop. Loses the handle. Nate Adams comes up with it. His floater no good. Foul called. Some frivolous activity between Braden England and Nolan Adams here.
Yeah, we've seen a little chippiness towards Adams in the last few possessions, guys. Nolan doing a good job of keeping his head here. And as the Buffalo getting a little frustrated.
Yeah.
I think Nolan might be in Taylor's head a little.
Maybe a little. And like the season coming to an end, it gets a little more emotional there.
It does.
2:47 left in this one. Clay County 73, Clark Range 56. Anytime I stray from pretty frequently giving the score, it means Clay County has built a pretty good lead again. 74-56 now. Nolan Adams 3-3 on his last three free throws.
Woo!
4-4. That's great.
Nice job at the line, yes, sir.
Buffaloes feeling that pressure. They go back down now by 18, 19 points. 75-56.
Yeah, Weston's going to foul out right there.
I think the officials have stuck him with two, if not three, tonight that he probably didn't commit.
Two for sure.
But once again, we talk about it a lot. Every year we talk about it. You get into postseason, these are good officials, some veterans that I've seen before, but we've not had them a lot this year. So
we've
got to get used to that calling early in the game and survive for the full duration. Nolan Adams, the rebound after England misses the layup. Clay County putting the brakes on here, letting some time tick. 2.5 minutes left. Nolan and Lance playing keep away from England at right wing. Now Nate getting involved. Back to Lance inside. Lance to the hoop. Layup good.
Nice patience getting in the same. Just good little attack.
You know, you saw, we talked about the lack of defensive pressure when Clark Range came back. Also, we were trying to go with a slower pace offensively, and it just didn't suit us tonight.
No, it didn't.
We just seemed like we're better when we're put on the gas. Not every night, not the whole game, but tonight, that's certainly the case.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're right. Clay County is at their best when they're out running and spreading people out and driving the rim, and that's what you've seen here against Clark Range.
Well, you've seen the adjustment when he went to the five guards to get that pace and get that pressure. It has changed.
England's three no good. Nolan Adams rebound. This one pretty much done. Minute 45 left in the contest. Clay up by 21. This was a single-digit deficit early in this quarter. Is that correct?
That's right.
Down to seven?
7-point ball game with 5 minutes to play. Clark Range has not scored since.
Yeah, that's, you gotta give Clark Range credit. They kept playing hard and forced us to have to pick it up again.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that's good for Clay County moving forward, in my opinion. You know, to know they're gonna have to play a four-quarter ball game against anybody in this league.
And I think that's something we wouldn't during early in the year. We wouldn't get those four-quarter games.
That's
We've
right.
been getting those now, and that's what it takes.
New lineup on the floor for Coach Edwards to round out the end of this ball game. Nolan Adams, co-leads Hayden Adams, Warner Melton, and Connor Westmoreland. Eads, a sophomore player who has been brought off the bench a little bit more down this last stretch. Hayden Adams.
Nice for Hayden.
Nice assist from his cousin, Nolan Adams. Hayden finishing with the bucket. Hayden, one of those fan favorites here in Clay County. Foul called against Hayden this time. 57.8 seconds left in this one, so I feel pretty confident in saying Clay County going to advance on to Friday night semifinal against the number one seed, Pickett County Bobcats, and head coach Joseph Amanep. February the 16th at 6:30, that'll be the early tip. That is not the next Clay County action, though. Thursday night, two nights from now, the girls will play Clark Range in district semifinal action. That tip will be at 8 o'clock. We've got senior Jay Tinch at the line waiting on free throws as a discussion takes place. But a huge win here tonight guarantees three more contests, the district semi, either a district title or a district consolation game, and then a region quarter to follow. So big win.
Yeah, a huge win. Anytime you advance to the next round of tournament with a win, that's great. So,
Cargo Westmore checking out, freshman. Juju Villa coming in. Tinge miss the first and the second. 81-56. What a finish to this ball game for Clay County. Thomas just talked about it. A 7-point game with around 5 minutes left, and since that time, all Clay County. Until now, as Beatty adds a bucket from right side.
Well, this is an outstanding defensive game tonight for Clay County.
Talked about Clark Range seldom going beyond that offensive threshold of 60. They sit at 58 right now. Eads with it, taken away by Beatty. Gets it to England. Under 20 seconds to play now in this contest. Buffalo's not going to get nothing here. Clay County going to have the opportunity to run this clock out. Warner Melton, the sophomore guard, sets with it at right wing as we tick to the final buzzer here at Livingston Academy. Clay County ends up big winners, 81-58 over Clark Range. They advance home to Friday night semifinal against Pickett County. Stay with us right here for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Farm Bureau post-game show video being provided courtesy of Eco Panels tonight here on this District 7A quarterfinal matchup. Clay County big winners, final score 81-58. Going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up that's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, Clay County came out on a mission tonight. There's no doubt about that. They jumped out to an 8-point lead at the end of the first quarter, Doug, and then expanded it to double digits, 17 at the break, same margin headed into the fourth quarter. And, you know, Clark Range didn't go away, though. Got it to 7, but then Clay County put the foot on the gas again, and it was over.
Yeah, just, and you got to give Clark Range credit. They just kept battling. But we had the answer for that battle, and it all turns back to our defensive intensity tonight. That was the difference, and that's what you got to see in tournament time. You got to have that defensive intensity, and we had that tonight.
Yeah, and that's kind of what got this thing going for Clay County. We saw multiple steals with the pressure that got transition hoops for Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, and those guys early on, and they just went from there.
Yeah, and like I said, we got pace in our favor tonight. You know, when they made those runs, we changed pace, and that we got some easy buckets out of that, and that's a big difference.
And besides the X's and O's and the execution, Doug, I thought this Clay County team came in mentally ready.
Oh, yeah, you could tell. They knew what was on the line, what they had to do to get to that next round, and they were definitely prepared well and executed well.
And the biggest thing to me, Daniel, I think they want another shot at the Bobcats.
I do, too, because we're better than the two games we played them. They're an outstanding team. We've talked about it.
They are.
Maybe the best version of themselves than they have been in recent memory. But we can beat them. We haven't proven that yet, but I firmly believe it. I know all Bulldog Nation does.
Yeah, and I think that was in the back of the head of this Clay County team when they took the floor here in Livingston County tonight, Doug.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, we prepared for this all year with the games we played early in the year to get to here. And like I said, the last few weeks, you can see the difference in this team. The defensive intensity, they're scoring the ball well. They're scary. If you're a team having to face them, you're looking at them a little different right now.
Been having some nice offensive output, too, these last couple of weeks. When need be, we've been able to score up high numbers in the 80s three times now in the last five games. We've hit that 80 mark, I think.
No doubt. Go through a few numbers here, guys. I know I've missed a few for the Buffaloes, but leading the way had to be Brighton Swallows. We talked about how good this kid is as just a sophomore. I've got him for 22. He probably had 25 or more. I missed a few buckets there. Jack Cordell with 15. Chris Beatty, 6. Tinch and England both with about 3 or 4. So, but two in high double figures here. And, you know, a bright future for this team.
Oh, yeah, they're a young group. They're a team that's going to play you. They come get you. So they're going to be, next couple of years, they're going to be tough.
Clay County, you talked about the scoring, Daniel, 4 in double figures. And I'm not just talking about 10. We'll get to that in just a minute. But Hayden Adams with a big bucket there late. Kyler Westmore in a big 3 in that run to kind of push this one out. Andrew Smith had 1 tonight. White Browning, good start for him. Finished with 7 points. But the 4 and double figures, Nate Adams with 25, Lance Burchard with 13, Weston Burville 16, and Nolan Adams off the bench with 14. So I don't care who you are, you're hard to beat when you can do that.
Yeah, well, that makes you hard to defend. That's, you know, who you gonna pick. You know, if you got three guys getting pushing 20, all three of them pushing 20 points, or four of them, that's tough to defend. You got to pick a poison, and it's tough.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Doug, for sure. And you know, just a great performance. We talked about how this team has kind of gelled in the last few weeks. They're playing their best ball headed into the postseason, and it paid off here tonight. And one person that we haven't mentioned here, we talked about all the players and what they've done. You got to give credit to Coach Edwards. You know, it's always been said your best coaching jobs come, you know, in a 500 season or when you have early struggles and that kind of thing. Coach Edwards has got this team, honestly, playing like a champion at this point.
He has, and he's made the adjustments, and those guys have handled those adjustments and done what he asked them to do. That's the key. You make the coaching decision, make an adjustment, your players do it, it's perfect, you know, and he's getting that right now.
Good point to bring that up, Thomas. Folks, this Bulldog wrap-up has been brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Echo Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Forgot one tagline earlier, and that was that Subway Trivia Challenge had such a flourish of responses and points and a lot going on. So congratulations to Linda Strong tonight on winning that. She'll be receiving a free sub certificate once this postseason stretch ends. And Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Appreciate them. And what about the participation? This phone's going crazy. They crashed my telephones over here, the hotline. We didn't even get to mention everybody that chimed in, but this is a really special thing for our listeners and viewers to interact with the trivia, and appreciate you always coming up with some good ones, Daniel.
Well, I love doing it and love doing it. It's always fun. We got one more thing here we need to do, and that's announced tonight's TDS top performer from the contest. The individual we chose tonight, it's a new season, and he was great all through the regular season, and he started off this postseason run great. And that is none other than Nate Adams. We kind of maybe used up all of our talking points about him during the broadcast because we talked about him leading in all these areas. It's not just about offense and how he does this and how he hustles and all that. You know, I don't have a whole lot more to add than other than I'm glad that he's a Clay County Bulldog.
Yeah, to me, besides all of those other things, you know, and we mentioned this some too, but Nate Adams proved – he is the leader of this team tonight. He came out season on the line, and he's the one that stepped up and got this thing going for Clay County. And he started with it on the defensive end. He was the one out here getting these picks, these steals in this trap, Doug, and outletted them to Lance Burchett and others. And then he put his foot on the pedal, guys, and scored 12 in the second quarter, had 18 in the first half. And, you know, that's what a leader does. Guys, let me put it on my back here for you, and you got to have that sometimes, Doug. And we'll talk about all the different things he can do, but tonight he stepped up and did one more.
He did, and you see that from the other players. They feed off that.
Man.
When you've got a leader that goes out there and sets the example, and that's what he's done. He went out there and just set the example. They followed in with it, and that's what you get out of that. Great leader tonight. Great leader.
Well, I think one of the things that's made this team so much better during the last couple of weeks is the increased level of chemistry they have as a lineup, as in a team. And a lot of that is learning how do we play off of Nate. Not to say Nate's the only guy out there, but he is the leader. He's the primary ball handler. He does a lot of this stuff. And learning how to play off each other, him learning them, him learning, hey, whenever I do this, Wyatt's going to do this. I need to start looking for him. And clearly, Nate, along with everybody else, is more aware of that than they were earlier in this season.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Daniel. And, again, you know, Nate Adams, a big reason why this team is starting to gel and make that push when they need it.
That's why he's tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Two more broadcasts coming up this week from here at Livingston Academy. Thursday night, 8 o'clock tip-off, Clay County against Clark Range in girls' semifinal action, no elimination contest there. And then the big win tonight for Coach Edwards and the Dogs has put them in Friday night semifinal. Piggott County is the highest seed in the tournament, the one seed, so we'll play the early tip at 6:30 when we take those guys on. Nice start to the tournament, guys.
Yeah, and these next two games, how do you get any better than Lady Dogs, Lady Buffs, and Bobcats and Bulldogs, guys? I mean, this is what it's all about.
Well, both fan bases thrive off that when they play each other. And we said it many times, there's nothing beats high school tournament time.
Nothing beats it. And guys, come watch these teams.
Sure.
This is going to be some great games Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, now Thursday, you know, don't show up at 7:30 thinking you're going to get a preferred seat because there's another girls' stimmy coming in front of that between Piggott County and Red Bull and Springs, who eliminated the Gordonsville Tiger Edge tonight. So four different fan bases going to pour themselves in the Joe Sims gym, not Joe Sims gym.
No.
Hawkeye gym, whatever. What's the name of it over here? He may know.
Durwood Lawn.
Jimmy, great place. Our home away from home for this District 7A tournament. Folks, we appreciate all our sponsors. Appreciate all our viewers. For Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, and we'll see you on Thursday night.